Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Oklahoma's wheat improvement team, led by state wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver, is one of the most celebrated and distinguished genetic programs in the industry, constantly developing new wheat varieties that empower growers and help them produce the highest quality, highest yielding crops by reducing the effects of our region's unique environmental challenges. Invested in that work are the farmers themselves. Oklahoma Wheat Commissioner Michael Peter says it's worth every penny.
The investment the Oklahoma Wheat Commission makes with the breeding team in Oklahoma State is very important for the Oklahoma wheat producer. As we all know, the environment it's constantly changing. So from that standpoint, it's great for the Oklahoma farmers, and it's constantly something we have to keep up with. And that's things that Brett Carver has his team doing. And in order to do that research, it takes time, but it also takes investment. And that investment comes from the Oklahoma wheat producer with their checkoff. I really wish that every wheat producer could come up here to Oklahoma State and go through some of the facilities and see what they do, because it really is amazing work they are doing for us.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
Cattle action finished the week on a pretty negative note. We started off this morning a little bit higher, but then sold off throughout the day and finished actually pretty significantly off the lows. But August feeders were down about $2 at 137.27, September's 217, October 230 lower. We did go make near the highs from yesterday. Yesterday's highs were about 140.27. Today's highs in August, 140.17. So we tested that level, and then we're unable to hold it. So the technical people come in and started selling it. And if you look at a chart going back really since the middle of April's high, which was on April 18th, the 161.40, we've really been in a pretty steady downtrend, getting a little bit of it back over the last five or six trading days. Live cattle were weaker as well. One thing that's interesting about today's sell-off is live cattle sold off nearly as much, down $1.75 in August and closing on their lows. The hogs today were down the limit, $3, August 82.62. Of course, there's been a lot of attention over the last 10 months or so in the hog market as the volatility there has come from the African swine fever spreading. But we've been in a downtrend since the middle of April, just like the cattle, and they've sold off a little over 20 cents, 100 on the August hogs.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment. Make plans to attend the Chris Black 18th Annual Cream of the Crop Bred Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 8th at 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma, featuring 375 head of AI-bred fall calving heifers and cows, along with 25 20- to 24-month-old stout herd bull prospects, which are ready to go to work. Most breeds will be represented in volume. For a sale catalog, videos, and sale information, go to blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0712.
The grain markets continued their onslaught here, with beans the weakest, down about 13 cents, corn down 5 to 6 cents, and then wheat were 6 to 7 cents lower. The cotton today finished down about 116 points at 65.51 and had a low of 65.26. Now, the low for the contract was back on May 14th. It was 65.25. So we did hold those lows in by a penny, but we're knocking on the door. Maybe it'll come through and be a double bottom at these current levels. Next Tuesday, we've got the next USDA monthly report. The early estimates are, of course, lower corn and possibly lower soybean. Soybean estimates are all over the board, but it looks like maybe just a slightly lower bid for soybeans. But corn is going to be quite a bit smaller, at least the estimates are. They've lowered the yield, lowered the planted acres, which in turn will lower the harvested acres. And then Monday, we'll get the first round of crop conditions for corn and beans. It's really kind of a wild card here. One wire story reports that it's really an unknown with this many or this small of acres planted at this point. How can we get a really accurate picture of the crop condition? So you got to kind of take that into consideration. There's less than normal being added into the data. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.